Welcome to the Wild, Sexy, Abundant podcast, the podcast for ambitious women craving a life of freedom, femininity, love, and luxury. I'm your host, Christina, and this podcast is designed to help you increase your impact, income, and inner peace so you can enjoy the ecstasy of living your life with a full bank account and a full heart. Sounds like your vibe? Then let's get into today's episode. Hello, 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 and welcome or welcome back to the Wild, Sexy, Abundant podcast. I'm so excited for today's episode because it's definitely been very alive in my field. I know it's alive for a lot of you guys. It's alive for a lot of people. And I'm so excited for us to be talking about scaling your business to 50K months. And we can basically change that number for anything else. So if you're currently wanting to hit five-figure months, wanting to hit 10K months, 20K month, 30K month, whatever, you can still apply where I'm sharing this episode for your business. And also if you want to scale to 100, 200, whatever K, the number is interchangeable. I just chose 50K because I thought that was a sexy example. So what do we need to talk about? And this is like, obviously there's like a couple of other things to scaling or to growing your income to that level. But I want to focus today in this podcast on one aspect that I always felt like was the clearest fucking one. But I've realized recently with clients at like all sorts of different levels that this is actually not clear to everybody. And so let's fucking talk about it. Let's bring the conversation that has been happening a lot behind the scenes. Let's bring it into the podcast. Let's bring it to you guys. Let's bring it to more people. So just gonna drop it right here, right now. Let's not fuck around. Is your business built up in a way that you can hit those numbers? What I mean by that, like I said, I've been surprised by how many people have come to me recently saying they want X income. And when we look at their product suite, I'm like, how's that going to work? Not in a mean way, of course, but I'm like, okay, how is your business or is your business set up to create this kind of income? And almost every single time it was no. And like I said, there's of course different elements that we could look at, but that's not the point of this episode. But of course, on an energetic level, we also have to feel like it's possible for us. So technically, yes, you can scale a business to a million with a $200 product, right? You just have to sell it to a fuck ton of people. So if your current community is like 1,000 people, you're not going to feel like you can scale to a fucking million with a $200 product, even though it's technically possible. So another component in this, just as a little side note, well, technically you can scale with anything to any number. But like I said, if you have a very small community, you're not going to be able to energetically get behind this occurring anytime soon. You're going to either create all sorts of stories how you need to go fucking viral to get there, or you're just going to flat out think it's not possible. So for me, the easiest way is always to just make sure you're building out products that are making it easy for you to hit those income goals, making it very fucking graspable for your system that, of course, this could happen like any day, right? And as I was saying, like, you'd be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't be, I have been very fucking surprised how often the desired income is just not a match to the products and the size of audience that's there. And yes, we can always, of course, like anticipate a big breakthrough. So for example, we can always, and I think should always, vibe in this energy of like, okay, but what if there's like something wild happening tomorrow, next week, next month, and my Instagram, my social media blows up to like 10 times the size? Course, we can make like fucking other things happen, but we don't want to be stopped by our current reality. We want our current reality or perceived reality to feel like it can easily make this happen. And yeah, I just really want to make sure wherever you want to scale to, that you are building a business on a very practical level that can get you to those numbers. And at the same time, if you've ever been like more closely into my world, into my offers, like, you know, the biggest question that is always leading everything that we do is like, what do you want? What do you really fucking want? What is the business that is like a pure turn on? You're like, I'm so excited to be doing this every day. This is exactly what I wanted. So what I mean by that is that the other day I had a conversation. It was yesterday, actually. I had a conversation and she was telling me like, well, actually, it feels very fucking sexy to have like a paid podcast, for example, and just have a lot of fucking people in this podcast, because how I do podcasts is incredible. There's so much value and it's like never ending. It's amazing for everybody involved. And for me, it's so easy to record really, really fucking good podcasts. And I would be the last person to say, oh, well, you can't do the fucking podcast, right? You cannot do the thing you really want to do. I think our desires are in us from the divine. There's a reason they're there. This is like our guiding system in a way. So we should never ignore that. But then if this is, for example, your heartfelt desire, or obviously you interchange that with anything that feels alive for you, but we're going to roll with the podcast. It's like, okay, if this is what you really want, first thing, it's scalable. So that's amazing. Technically, a paid podcast doesn't have any limit to how many people can listen to it. So it is very fucking scalable compared to, for example, one-to-one mentoring, where I would say it's still scalable because I've scaled my business with one-to-one by just increasing the price. But still, at some point, there's a cap in terms of my availability in terms of time. So at some point, I could only scale one-to-one with increasing the price all the time, which again, fair enough, in a way it works, but I know it's not the jam for everybody. But with a podcast, for example, it's like, hey, you have a product and you could enroll so many fucking people, like no limits. Then let's focus on bringing in more people into your community, make you more known, maybe tweak some sales stuff, eliminate some limiting beliefs. Usually that's going to be the biggest one. And then you're going to focus on growing your community, being more known, so that this will be your scaling product. And of course, you can have other products alongside of a podcast or any product that you're thinking about. I just want to make sure, and this is like the core message of this episode, I just want to make sure you actually have the business that you want, that really turns you on, that doesn't make you drown in fucking to-dos every single day. A business that feels simple, that feels easy, that feels fun, and that is actually built up in the way that it can get you to your desired income. And I know there's a lot of people out there, there's a lot of you out there who don't have the biggest community, and you're going to have to think a little bit differently unless you want to focus on putting all your efforts into growing and basically like potentially sacrifice some short-term financial gain, because you feel like, okay, I'm in a position, I can sacrifice some short-term financial gain, put all my focus and energy on making myself more known, grow in terms of audience size to, you know, build my business up that way. There was another thing I just quickly wanted to say. What was it? Okay, I think it's gone. Anyways, we got the bottom line covered. Make sure your business is a match for your desired income level. And if you want the results fast, which most of us do, create the products or product accordingly, so that with who's currently there, with your current audience size, more or less, you can get there. And with that, as always, I'm not saying look at who's following you online and make products for them. No, you always hold your high vision up here and you build to that, because literally super fucking aligned clients can find you today. Book that offer today. So don't feel like you have to downgrade what you really want because, oh, the people are not there. My God, I've had so many moments in my business where I was like, oh my God, like now I'm fishing for really big fish. And like 2 days later, so many more people were there because now my brain was looking for them. Now my system was looking for people like that. And suddenly I was like, hey, wait, actually, this person is totally a match for this. Or I think this person would be the perfect match. La, 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 la. But anyways, I would just be repeating myself for probably the fourth time. You get what I'm saying. Make sure you do that. Speed up the results by doing it in a way, building this in the way that you could literally hit it today, tomorrow, whatever, because it's going to be much, much easier for you to get behind it. Or if you have some time spare, then just go and build the community so you can sell your low ticket offers. But I would say in most cases of my clients, at least, the desire to keep things very low priced and then reach more people often comes out of a place of lack. And with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm sending you all the love, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.